Welcome in, everyone, to Lively Lewis Stories.
That's right. We're back with even more awesome adventures with Levi and Ivy.
Set your story time meter to fun and get ready to join the Lively Lewis crew.
All you need is your imagination and...
Off we go!
I can't wait to see where our story takes us today.
Have you ever wanted to get more Lively Lewis in your life?
Well, we've got you covered.
Grab an adult and zoom over to livelylewisshop.com.
Or just click on the link in our show notes.
Enough about that. Let's get to today's super Lively Lewis story.
The day had finally arrived, and Levi and Ivy were going to the new giant amusement park that opened by their house. They had been talking about it for weeks, and once they got home from school that Friday afternoon, they knew they only had to wait until the morning before they would get to ride... The Knight's Dragon! Exclaimed Levi. Can you believe by this time tomorrow, we'll probably have already ridden the Knight's Dragon roller coaster like 100 times? I can't wait! I know, I'm so excited! Replied Ivy. I hear that it feels like you're flying on a real dragon, and the roller coaster goes about like 300 miles per hour! Wow, that sounds amazing, shouted Levi as he pretended to zoom down the sidewalk like a dragon. When we get home, let's ask Mom and Dad if we can sleep in the car, suggested Ivy. That way we'll be ready to leave for the amusement park even earlier in the morning. That sounds like a great plan to me, said Levi as they both raced up their front walkway and into the house. Mom, Dad, Levi and Ivy shouted as they threw their backpacks in a pile by the door and ran into the living room. Can we sleep in the car so we can leave first thing in the morning and go to the amusement park tomorrow? Well, hello to you too, said their mom with a little smile. Now, what's this about sleeping in the car? You know, so we'll be ready to leave as soon as possible in the morning to ride the Knight's Dragon roller coaster, exclaimed Levi, running around the room with his arms outstretched like dragon wings. Yeah, Mom, can we? Asked Ivy, running behind her big brother. At that point, their dad looked up from the book he was reading and saw how excited his kids were. While I don't think we can sleep in the car, he began, I do think we can plan to leave super early and be the first one on the Knight's Dragon. I guess that's good enough, said Levi as he continued to run around the living room, pretending to breathe fire on the furniture. What are you reading, Dad? Asked Ivy as she plopped down next to her dad on the couch, still flapping her pretend wings. Well, little dragon, I'm reading a really cool book that you both would probably like a lot, began their dad. It's all about knights and dragons. That sounds super cool, said Levi, running over to them. Is there a roller coaster in the book too? No roller coaster, just a really fun story about a dragon who the entire kingdom thought was scary, who actually turns out to be really nice and helpful, said Levi and Ivy's dad. It just took a brave knight to approach the dragon and see that he didn't mean anyone any harm. It turned out in the end, the dragon was more scared of the people in the kingdom than anyone could have ever imagined. And he only acted out to keep them away from him and his family. Yep, that sounds cool, Dad, but let's talk about the roller coaster we're all going on tomorrow, said Levi, knocking the book out of his dad's hand as he jumped off the couch. I think we should go on it 100 times, said Ivy. No, 200 times. Shouted Levi. Well, we can go on as many times as the day allows, said their mom. But you know, there are other rides at the amusement park, like the carousel and the Lazy River Raft ride. Boring, said Levi. I mean, sorry, Mom, but those are baby rides. Ivy and I want to go on the big kid rides. And there's nothing more big kid than the Knight's Dragon roller coaster, added Ivy. Levi and Ivy's dad picked up his book and set it on the living room coffee table. How about I get everyone a snack and maybe we talk about something other than knights, dragons, and roller coasters, said Levi and Ivy's dad as he got up and walked into the kitchen. You both need to learn a little bit about patience. We'll be at the amusement park soon enough. Levi and Ivy's mom got up and grabbed her car keys. She was headed to the market to pick up some snacks to take to the amusement park the next day. Levi and Ivy just kept pretending to be dragons and ran through the house imagining what it would be like on the Knight's Dragon roller coaster the next day. As their dad was in the kitchen, Levi and Ivy made their way from the living room through the playroom, upstairs, and then back down into the living room before stopping for a breather on the couch. That's when they saw their dad's book in front of them. It was open to a pretty cool picture of a knight riding a giant emerald green dragon through the sky over a giant regal-looking kingdom. I bet that's just what the roller coaster is going to be like, said Levi, picking up the book. Yeah, I just wish we could be on it right now, said Ivy, staring at the book when something started happening. The dragon in the book seemed to move its wings, but Ivy knew there was no way that could really be happening. Right? Levi, did you see that? Asked Ivy, sounding quite surprised. But she was even more surprised by Levi's response. I sure did, said Levi, dropping the book on the coffee table. Then before they could react, a swirl of green smoke sailed out of the book and wrapped around them. In the blink of an eye, they were swirling and twirling toward another world. A world full of knights, dragons, and now, them! When all the swirling and twirling stopped, the green smoke faded away. They opened their eyes to see that they were inside the book that they had been looking at. This is awesome! Shouted Levi as he jumped up and looked all around. A regal kingdom stood before them in all its beauty. Knights, princesses, kings, and queens walked all around them, seemingly not noticing them at all. That's when they looked down and realized that they were dressed in clothes that looked just like everyone else's in the book. They didn't stand out at all. We need to get out of here, said Ivy. I mean, it's incredible and super cool, but we shouldn't be here. I guess you have a point, but how would we even get out? Asked Levi. Just then, Ivy looked up and saw something in the sky. It was her dad's face. He was standing over the open book in their living room at home. He was calling out to Levi and Ivy, telling them their snacks was ready.
Ivy, your snack's ready.
Where did those two kids run off to? He said. I guess I'll just leave their food here. So he put the snacks down on the coffee table and picked up his book. However, because Levi and Ivy blended in so well, he didn't notice them in the illustration. Instead, he closed the book and placed it on the bookshelf. Oh no, said Levi. That was not good. What are we going to do now? Asked Ivy, looking a little nervous. As cool as this new world was, they both knew they needed to get home. Then they remembered anytime they needed help and their parents weren't around, they were always told they should look for a responsible adult, like a teacher, a police officer, or a firefighter. Or a knight, exclaimed Levi. In this particular scenario, a knight would be a good choice too. Wow, a real knight? Shouted Ivy. That is so cool. So off they went. Levi and Ivy ran up to the knight and quickly told him their whole story. And as you could imagine, it was hard for him to believe, but he could see how upset they both were and decided to help.
Fear not, Levi and Ivy. My name is Knight Kiva, and I will help you. But first, I have to save my kingdom from a fearsome dragon, said the knight.
It was then that Levi and Ivy realized that they must have fallen into the beginning of the book, well before Knight Kiva discovered that the dragon was nothing to fear and no threat to the kingdom. He only acted out to protect his own family when the knights would try and fight him to drive him away. I think we can help with that, said Levi confidently. Knight Kiva, not wanting to be rude, tried to cover their mouth as she laughed out loud.
You two children help the bravest knight in the whole kingdom fight the fearsome dragon? That sounds ridiculous, said the Knight Kiva. Thank you, but I'll handle it myself.
I think you may be going about this all wrong, said Ivy. The dragon isn't fearsome. He's fearful of you and the whole kingdom. He only acts out because he's protecting his family. To her surprise, what she was saying got the attention of Knight Kiva, who stopped to listen.
I've heard of this happening before, started Knight Kiva. Dragons seem to be mean, but actually they are scared of us brave knights.
That's it exactly, added Levi. We can help you with the dragon if you just trust us. Then hopefully you can help us get out of the book and back into our house.
That sounds like a great deal, said Knight Kiva with a big smile.
Let's do it, but first you'll need to dress the part.
That's when Knight Kiva took Levi and Ivy into a shop in the Kingdom Square and bought them each a suit of armor and a helmet to wear. They looked awesome.
Wow, we look just like you, said Levi and Ivy to Knight Kiva.
Now let's go make friends with the dragon. Levi and Ivy, leading the way, took Knight Kiva to a huge meadow that surrounded the kingdom. There they could see the giant mountains that spread out across the landscape, the mountains that the dragon called home. Knight Kiva, Levi, and Ivy hiked towards the mountain as a light rain began to fall. The rocks in the path to the top of the mountain were a bit slippery, but they worked together and made their way safely there, where the entrance to the dragon's cave was located.
Well, this is it, said Knight Kiva. The home of the dragon.
We need to call him out and talk to him and see if your thoughts about him being nice are true or false.
I know we're right, Night Kiva, said Levi. Yeah, you have to trust us, added Ivy. Night Kiva took a deep breath and called to the dragon. She then asked that Levi and Ivy stand behind her as they waited. At first, everything was quiet. All they could hear was the light rain falling on the mountaintop around them. Then all of a sudden, the earth began, their feet began to shake, and in no time, they were all standing face to face with a real, live dragon!
Wow, he's huge, whispered Levi to Ivy. Yeah, he's the size of a whole roller coaster, added Ivy as she hugged her brother.
At first, the dragon looked fierce, his emerald green scales sparkling as the rain fell on them. His face stern and his eyes focused squarely on Night Kiva. A thin swirl of smoke emerged from his nostrils and his giant wings flapped once, then twice, creating a giant breeze that nearly knocked Levi and Ivy over.
We come here in peace, dragon, began Night Kiva. I'm told that you may be a friend, and I need to know for sure. I would never want to send you away from your home if we can both live here peacefully.
The dragon's look did not change. Levi and Ivy could tell he was questioning everything Night Kiva was saying, thinking perhaps it was a trick. That's when Levi and Ivy stepped forward.
Mr. Dragon, sir, said Levi, she's telling the truth. I know you're nice, and you're just acting mean sometimes to protect your family. We know that you and the people that live in the kingdom can all live here together, helping each other and being happy, added Ivy. We're not trying to trick you. We promise. Please believe us.
And it was those words from two kind children that the dragon heard the loudest of all. And then the earth began to shake again. Just not as much this time. Levi, Ivy, and Night Kiva didn't know what would emerge from the cave next, so they readied themselves for anything. But what they saw next was the cutest thing they had ever seen. What do you think it is, friends? Two baby dragons toddling out into the rain with sweet smiles on their faces. The dragon put a giant wing around them and smiled as well. He nodded his head towards Night Kiva, and it was understood that these were his children. The stern look on the dragon's face became sweet and kind, as it was obvious that he meant no harm to anyone. Night Kiva reached out and touched the dragon's snout as the dragon lowered his head as a sign of welcome and peace.
Thank you, Levi and Ivy, said Night Kiva as she looked at the two little knights in training. I know that I would have not been brave enough to do this myself.
Oh, you would have, said Levi, knowing the end of the story from his dad. It just would have taken you a little while longer.
I'm so happy that you have made friends with the dragon, and this place is amazing, said Ivy. But when are we going to go home?
That's right, replied Night Kiva. We need to get you two home, but first we need to get back to the kingdom.
Yes, the sooner the better, said Levi, knowing his parents would be worried and looking for them.
Well, I know of a way that will be quicker than walking back, said Night Kiva, looking at the dragon and giving him a knowing wink. Hop on.
Levi and Ivy couldn't believe what they were hearing. They were about to get the dragon ride of their lives. So without wasting a moment more, they both hopped on the back of the dragon and flew off into the sky. They waved goodbye to the little dragons below as they soared over the mountain and toward the regal kingdom in the distance. Once they touched down, they hopped off the dragon's back and thanked him so much for all he has done. Night Kiva then told the people of the kingdom that were crowded around the giant beast looking afraid that he was harmless and they had nothing to fear that day or any day in the future. This caused everyone to burst out into loud cheering and singing at the wonderful news.
That's it, exclaimed Levi. More noise, more celebrating. If we make a lot of noise, Dad will hear it, open the book, and save us.
Great idea, replied Ivy and Night Kiva as the crowd cheered louder and louder. Just then, the ruckus caught their dad's attention and he followed the noise into the living room to the bookshelf and to the book itself.
What is going on?
He asked himself as he opened the book and got the surprise of a lifetime.
Levi? Ivy? What are you doing in there?
No time for questions now, Dad. Just grab that bookmark and lower it into the book, instructed Levi. We'll use it as a bridge to get out.
Any idea seemed like a good one right then, so that's what their dad did. And just as Levi had thought, the bookmark appeared before them in the magical book world, and they used it to get back home. but not before they said goodbye to Knight Kiva, the people of the kingdom, and of course, the dragon.
Thank you all for this amazing adventure, said Ivy. We will never forget it, or any of you.
And we'll never forget you either, said Knight Kiva. I'm happy to say that for your tremendous show of bravery and kindness, you are now and forever honorary knights.
Levi and Ivy were so proud of themselves and waved their final goodbyes as they used the bookmark to walk back into their living room. Their dad could not believe what he had just seen, and neither could Levi and Ivy. It was just then that their mom came back home and found everyone looking very shocked and amazed in the living room.
So, I was giving it some thought, and we can go on that dragon ride as many times as you'd like, she said, putting down her shopping bags. We don't need to go on the kitty carousel or the lazy river.
No, Mom, those rides sound great, said Levi.
Yeah, totally, added Ivy.
Yeah, I think the kids may need a little lazy river after the adventure they just went on, said their dad.
I'm not sure what you're talking about, but I love the lazy river, so I'll go with it, answered their mom as she walked into the kitchen.
I don't know if we need to go on the Knight's Dragon roller coaster even once, said Levi to Ivy.
I agree. After you've been on the real thing, nothing else compares, smiled Ivy as she and Levi walked into the kitchen.
The real thing? You rode a dragon?
Exclaimed their dad as he ran after them, waiting to hear all about their amazing adventure.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed the story and learned a little something too.
And since we know everyone has their own story, we'd love to hear yours.
If you have an idea for a Lively Lewis story, leave a comment on our Apple Podcast review page with 5 stars, your idea, and your little one's name.
Then maybe our next adventure
will be with you.
Until our next Storytime Hangout.
Thanks for listening.
We can't wait to share another fun Lively Lewis story with you.